Last night at a meeting at the Dane County United Way, seven of the county's 10 most violent repeat offenders sat in a row facing a panel of law enforcement officials, including the sheriff, the Madison police chief, and the U.S. attorney. The 10 men selected for this program are responsible for more than 50 felonies and more than 70 victims. The seven who attended last night got a stern lecture and a promise that the next time they broke any law, they would face lengthy prison time. Professor David Kennedy of the New York-based Center for Crime Prevention and Control designed this program. He says before this week, most of these felons didn't know the community cared one way or another about them.
They don't know it until they're headed for federal prison, and then it's too late. And most important, they almost certainly didn't understand the extent to which their own community needs this craziness to stop.
Besides the stern warnings, these offenders were also offered assistance in finding housing, jobs, and drug and alcohol counseling. Jerome Dillard, who spent 15 years in prison himself, heads a support network called Voices Beyond Bars. He's been working with some of the 20 men who already went through this process since it began in April of last year.
At first impression, it was, they're out to get me. After looking at resources and engaging with the different service providers, they realized that there was a huge benefit. And they knew anyway they couldn't go back to prison. For some of the young ones, you know, they've already lost most of their 20s.
So far, about half of the 20 men who've been through this process have jobs. Only three have committed new crimes and are back in prison. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.